Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Transportation Minister for the Province of Alberta, Devin Dreeshan. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me on the program. I appreciate it.
All right, we're at that time of the year where road construction is starting to happen in a number of spots around the province, including up here in the Peace region. There's a few different projects I know the province will have on the go in the next little bit. The bridge project here at Peace River is one a lot of people are waiting to see get done. What's kind of happening with that and some of the other things going on in the region here?
So the bridge deck rehabilitation on the Peace River Bridge is well underway. And it's part and parcel of over 100 kilometers of repaving that's happening in the Peace region. So about $250 million over the next 3 years, whether it's bridge, culvert, road projects, just in the Peace region and the Peace River region in your constituency. So there's a lot of projects happening in northern Alberta. When you look at just the northern part of the province, we're putting about $1.25 billion in the entire north part of the province over the next 3 years. So there's, you know, tremendous amount of projects that we want to make sure that they're designed right and engineered right, and then obviously follow up with construction dollars right away to build them as quickly as possible. So it's just, obviously, like you said, construction season is now starting because it seems like we have two seasons, winter and construction. And I just ask, you know, for patience, obviously, of folks that are seeing construction, and obviously take care when driving by our construction workers that are doing a great job to make sure that we have infrastructure that really, really helps out the entire region, whether it's businesses or just families living up in northern Alberta.
Another one in particular that a lot of people have been paying attention to is up further in the Mackenzie region. There's the plan to replace the ferry at Tompkins Landing with a bridge there to help better serve the Lacrete area. I know this is another one that's been on the province's to-do list for a little while. What's kind of happening on that front?
So the Budget 25 actually had $87 million allocated for the construction of the Lacrete Bridge. And the Tompkins Landing slide, you know, the slide repairs also near there. We have design work as well, but you know, overall, that the Lacrete Bridge project is an important project that we want to make sure gets done, you know, is designed right. So we are taking a little bit more time to make sure that we have the right locations, right proper pilings going into the bridge. So, you know, design work is well underway, but yeah, obviously a very important project in northern Alberta.
And with all sorts of these projects, I know you've got sort of timelines for them to get done, but as we've seen here in Peace River with the bridge here, there has been a few delays at times, but how important will it be for these projects to get done to help improve all sorts of trade or those sorts of economic impacts here in the region?
Well, whether it's families just being able to access services close to home, or businesses, whether it's oil and gas, forestry, agriculture, we want to make sure that these critical, especially bridge infrastructure projects, get built quickly. And obviously, if there's aging infrastructure as well, we want to be able to make sure that we can repair them in a timely manner quickly, and also make sure that if we need to replace them, that it's done in an appropriate manner as well. So we obviously, for the benefits of families living in northern Alberta, as well as our resource sectors, we want to make sure that we can get these projects built on time and also on budget.
And one point you did touch on earlier is the fact that obviously with all this work happening, you know, construction zones are a thing that motorists are going to have to contend with. Now, I actually myself worked a little bit of a road construction myself several years ago, so I kind of know some of the what happens there and some of the safety you have to keep in mind for letting the motorists know, look, workers are on site here, all that stuff. So how important is it for motorists, I guess, to really be patient when dealing with the construction out there?
Well, my niece just completed her first 4-H highway cleanup. So whether it's kids cleaning up our ditches or roadside workers making sure that our infrastructure is built to keep folks safe on the roads, it is important for all of us as motorists to make sure that we slow down, we're cautious, we look for people on the road to make sure that, you know, that's their work site and they can go home safely to their family as well. So I would just encourage everybody. I know we're all busy and we all got places to be, but make sure, especially when you're driving by folks working on the side of the roads, to take cautious, take care, maybe even give them a thumbs up, because their work's so important in improving our day-to-day lives here in Alberta.
And finally, whenever I have guests here, the Trending 55 possibly looks to add a little personal question to show that the politicians are people too. Of course, the spring is very much in the air and across the province, you know, some of the better weather, maybe getting more people outdoors for a little springtime activities. What about you? What are kind of some of your favorite things to do in the springtime?
Well, I know this is going to sound weird, but I always like waking up early when you can get up at, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it's starting to get bright out, really stretches out your day. But, just seeing things green up, that lime green on the trees is something that's just beautiful. And, we have obviously beautiful seasons here, and spring's a really special time of year. So I just encourage, again, everybody to get out and enjoy the beauty that our wonderful province has to offer.
Waking up early, might have to hang out with me one of these days. But anyhow, Devin Dreeshan, the Transportation Minister for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.